You're with SBS Radio.
Sa malayong hilaga ng Queensland, mayroong natatanging paraan ang mga katutubong tropa sa paninirahan at pagtatrabaho bilang mga sundalo. Pinipigilan ng mga sundalo ng 51st Battalion, Far North Queensland Regiment, ang mga maling pangangalakal ng tao at bawal na gamot, pati na rin ang ilegal na pangingisda at iba pa. Ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Tyron Butson na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa mga katutubong sundalo mula sa 51st Battalion, Far North Queensland Regiment, ang mga kasanayan tulad ng paggalaw ng walang ingay, pagtatago at panguhuli sa ilang malalayong lugar ng Australia ay pinasa pa ng kanilang mga ninuno, lolo at lola at mga tiyo.
Yeah, I learned it from my father and from the grandfathers and so on, uncles. Learned how to be in the bush and just a bit of hunting skills is pretty similar to this. We hunt and just learn to be sneaky, you know?
Ang 21 taong gulang na si Private Damara Diral mula sa Hope Vale sa Far North Queensland, Cape York Peninsula, ang isa sa pinakabagong kawal ng 51st Battalion. Mayroon siyang karanasan sa pangangaso, pangingisda at paninirahan sa lugar bilang isang katutubo.
Yeah, it's pretty similar to what we do being in the army. We are on country all the time and learning to ration and save what we need to save in order to keep alive and healthy at bush.
Ito ang ilan sa mga kasanayang hinahanap ng Australian Army sa kanilang mga bagong kawal sa 51st Battalion. Naka-assign ng battalion sa pagpapanatili ng border security ng Far North at pagpapatrolya sa halos 650,000 kwadradong kilometro ng lugar. Ang mga sundalo ay bahagi ng Highly Specialized Regional Force Surveillance Units ng militar at nangunguna sa pagpigil ng mga maling pangangalakal ng tao at bawal na gamot, ilegal na pangingisda at nakabantay laban sa mga banyagang pag-atake. Halos 40% ng 51st Battalion ay mga katutubong sundalo. Ang mga sundalong ito ay ang mga mata at tenga ng hilaga at kadalasan sa kanila ay nakatira sa mga malalayong komunidad sa gulpo ng Carpentaria, isla ng mga Torres Strait at hilaga ng Cairns.
Home, yeah. They probably look at me real different. To see me how I used to be back then. Look at me now as a changed man.
Si Private Calvin Greenwell ay lumaki sa timog na lugar ng Cooktown at naturuan kung paano mangaso, mangisda, at ang iba pang tradisyonal na kasanayan ng kanyang mga ninuno.
We can offer the army a lot of knowledge on what we know about the bush too. And how we hunt and use some of the bush foods to live, you know. And it'd be real good experience for the army to learn of us too. So, yeah, it's been a few days. I've been showing a few people of what bush medicine and stuff we eat and use for other stuff like cancer and all that stuff. Yeah, it's been good though.
Kamakailan ay natapos ni Private Greenwell at ng kanyang mga kasamahan ang kursong patrolman sa Townsville. Ito ay isang nakakapagod at matinding pagsasanay sa bukid kung saan sila ay nagsasanay gamit ang F-88 assault rifle at nagsasagawa din sila ng mga hindi totoong atake at patrolya bilang paghahanda sa kanilang pagbalik sa kani-kanilang komunidad at pagsimula ng trabaho. Ngunit sa operasyon na umaabot hanggang sa border ng Australia sa Papua New Guinea, kailangan ng militar ng Australia ang mga espesipikong kasanayan. Sinabi ng commanding officer ng 51st Battalion na si Lieutenant Colonel Mick O'Sullivan, aktibo silang nagre-recruit ng mga katutubong lalaki at babae na makakasabay sa tradisyonal na kaalaman sa bukid at lokal na kaalaman sa modernong teknolohiya, kagamitang surveillance, radyo at sandata.
There's also a massive advantage when there are soldiers who have lived on country for their entire lives, where they know and understand how to survive, how to win water, which foods and plants can be eaten out on country, how to do traditional hunting and fishing. There's some real advantage sort of tactically to be able to have soldiers do that.
Kabilang sa Australian Army ang halos 1,400 katutubong personahe, kung saan 173 ang nakaposte sa 51st Battalion. Marami sa mga magiging sundalo ang hindi tatanggapin sa mga recruiting centers dahil sa kakulangan sa edukasyon, talang kriminal at isyu sa bawal na gamot o kahit na kakulangan sa pagkakakilanlan. Ngunit bilang bahagi ng strategiyang closing the gap ng federal na gobyerno, may kapasidad si Colonel O'Sullivan na i-waive ang mga isyu kung nakikita niya ang paghasa ng isang mabuting sundalo at isang pangako ng pagbabago sa isang tao.
And I think that's the thing that keeps them coming back. They haven't, from a whole bunch of these communities, haven't had the same opportunities as everyone else in Australia has had. There's absolutely no secret about that. The government has the Closing the Gap strategy that we are absolutely tied into. And the thing that keeps them coming back, I think, is absolutely that pride. It's absolutely about being able to contribute to protecting their country. Because whilst we're trying to provide all these opportunities, we're doing it for a real live job. We're doing it for a real issue to protect the borders, to protect the country. And I really do believe that the individuals, individual soldiers are really motivated to come back and keep on defending their country.
Isang veterano ang 31 taong gulang na si Private Edmund Laza sa 51st mula sa Badu Island sa Torres Strait. 9 taon na siyang sundalo at nakasali na sa maraming misyon ng border protection.
Grandfather, he was in the World War II, and my old brother is a sergeant. Same company I work with, Thursday Island, 51. Yeah. Charlie Company. Yeah, he got me off the couch into the recruitment office, sign a couple of forms, and here I am 9 years later. Yeah. Well, we're pretty connected to the land where I come from. In the army, we contribute a lot with cultural skills. For instance, survival tactics, we contribute a lot. So if you're living on the land, we show them land-based survival skills, living on the water, on the mangroves. Yeah.
Para kay Private Laza, ang pagsigurong ligtas ang rehiyon ng border ay napakahalaga dahil ito ang kanyang tahanan.
Having been in several successful missions, people smuggling, drug smuggling, and illegal fishing, up in my waters, up in the Torres Straits. Well, for me, it's a pretty big step in contributing to the community, the safety of the community.
Sinabi ni Colonel O'Sullivan, naniniwala siyang ang pag-aalok ng pagsasanay at disiplina sa mga katutubong kawal ay may positibong epekto sa kanilang mga komunidad.
The one thing that unifies everyone is the one suit. So part of being part of one mob, wearing one suit, is when you make a decision as a person to come and join the 51st Battalion, you're making the decision to come and play by our rules and by playing by the Army's rules. The real unifying thing is really the one mob, one suit, and that is the thing that can break through all the different cultures, all the different experiences.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.